from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's starting to look like the movie Groundhog Day for Ontario parents. The union representing 55,000 education workers has given another strike notice, this time for next Monday. The Canadian Union of Public Employees says talks with the province have broken down. It says the two sides reached agreement for a $1 an hour wage increase a year over the life of the agreement, but the province will not agree to invest in more services for students. That includes putting an early childhood educator in each kindergarten class and hiring enough educational assistants so all students get the support they need. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says the province put forward several offers, but the union rejected every one of them. The city council for the next 4 years in Timmins has been sworn in, led by Mayor Michelle Boileau. She told her inaugural meeting that she and her eight councillors were elected to move the city forward socially and economically.
We're here with the goal of providing fair and equal access to the high quality of life that Timmins residents deserve. We're here because we want to help make Timmins a better place to live.
The mayor says having the courage to make tough political decisions will achieve that. It was not an icy part of the trail around Porcupine Lake that a 74-year-old woman was walking on this afternoon. It was ice that formed over the overflow from the flooded lake, and she went right through it. Timmins police say she was rescued and tended to by first responders on the scene. Police and firefighters were staying put until Public Works put up a barricade off the end of Shamrock Avenue in South Porcupine. The federal government is streamlining immigration for workers in more sectors. Immigration, Refugee and Citizenship Minister Sean Fraser announced today that 16 occupations are being added to Canada's express entry system. The additions span the healthcare, construction, maintenance, transportation and law enforcement sectors. Well, you can be a community elf this Christmas, helping healthcare worker recruitment service Plan A Timmins and the Rotary Club with its Adopt a Senior program. Plan A Administrative Assistant Michelle Lambert says residents of long-term care and retirement homes submit wish lists of wants and needs for gifts. She says those lists are generally quite modest. You drop the gifts off at the office at 230 First Avenue by December 12th.
Even if you wanted to adopt a senior on December 10th and wanted to do some power shopping, then that's totally fine. Just that everything be brought in by December 12th if possible.
The names of the givers and the recipients are kept confidential from each other. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.